Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Meditation coming up at 7:15, something that you can practice on your own. It is the new year. It is the first Monday of the new year, and we are so happy to be here with you. And let us celebrate with you because you made it here to another day, whether it's a new year or not. You have that choice. You're here, and that means you still have work to do. We all have work to do. We woke up and have breath. We've got work to do. So happy Earth Day, birthday, born day if you're celebrating a birthday in January. I know my hubby is. He's celebrating a birthday this month on the 30th, so surprise, surprise. Anyway, we're just here to start your week off and remind you that there's hope. And always keep in mind that there are people who don't believe, who have given up and are just drowning in sorrow. We send out a word of prayer for them. It is the last, this past Saturday, congratulations to all of the 2022 contestants for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. We had the holiday experience with one of our prior winners, Zaya Janae. And you can see that information on our YouTube page on Higher Learning TV Show, so be sure to check it out. It's also on our Facebook page, Higher Learning TV Show, as well. Today I'll be joined by our co-host, Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and we will be discussing the new year and news that you won't find on mainstream media. Lionel brings a fresh perspective every first Monday of the month, so he'll be joining us after the 7:30 break. If you're listening online, thank you so much for joining us. Feel free to do so. And you can call in after the show, and we'll give you that number later, but also be reminded that you can watch us online, and you can also forward this video right now and share it and like it. And if you're headed out and about this morning, there's not a whole lot of traffic this morning. There's just a little bit because the holidays are over, and I can't see my own handwriting. Well, you know, that happens sometimes. What can I say? But you're always welcome to call in at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak as we take a look at the if you're going out and about this morning, you can see there's a little traffic, not a lot, but there's a little. Traffic and Weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of iText.com. If you are a business owner or entrepreneur, and you have a product or a service to share with the public, about to sneeze, it didn't want to come out. You'd be sure and go to this Chicagoland, iText.com. And if you use the promo code ZELDA, Z-E-L-D-A, you will be able to get $100 to spend right away. Okay? So just check out the site, chicago.itext.com. Always giving thanks to the ancestors this morning. Thank you so much for being here with me. As dense fog, you can barely see. Anyway, good thing people are still on holiday. You can only see like a quarter of a mile ahead of you. And there's not a whole lot of visibility, so slow down. Just take your time. Finally, above the freezing mark, 45 degrees today. Yay! 60 on Tuesday. Yay! Rain, but no snow tonight, so. And there's no holiday traffic. So as we take a look at Metro and CTA, there are no reported delays. Inbound on the Kennedy is just beautiful. 16 in, 14 out. On the Eden, 15 in, 16 out. On the Eisenhower, now this is new, 25 minutes in and 23 out. With Stevenson, 14 in, 12 out. Dan Ryan, 11 in both directions. And the Bishop Ward, 10 in and 9 on the reverse. And Lakeshore Drive, DuSabo Lakeshore Drive, 11 minutes in and 10 minutes out. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iText.com. See it right there on the page. Remember to put in the name Zelda for your promo code to get that $100 to go shopping right away. And remember to set those DVRs for Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And you can also download the app, cantv.org. And you can see us streaming live, just like you watch regular TV. You can see us streaming live. And be sure and check out our blog, hlntv.blogspot.com. if you haven't been to the blog, can't even spell it, hln-tv.blogspot. That is where you can find updates for all kinds of information and resources that you need, so be sure and check that out. If you are like many Americans, ate a little bit too much over the weekend, or any day for that matter, you will know that there's a possibility you may have some health issues. Excuse me. Those health issues will catch up with us after a while. So we want to remember that even though we don't see the disease can run rampant in our bodies. And that it is why I have made it available free for those who experience diabetes to go to diabeticdonut.com. Because that is where you can download the free information on how I reversed type 2 diabetes. Diabeticdonut.com. So go check that out. And share. It's a free download. So be sure and share it with someone, okay? And here's your Monday morning mindfulness meditation from Mike House. For Monday, January 2nd, 2023, and it says, I expect everything to work in my favor. I do, and I hope you do too. And it always does, because my favor is determined by my attitude and attention backed by my thoughts, feelings, words, actions, and reactions. My 2023 attitude is perfect health in all my affairs, harmony in all my relationships, wisdom in all my dealings, full provision for all my needs, and mastery, authority, and dominion over my senses. My 2023 attitude is forgiveness for myself and others. Ooh, that's a big one. Awareness of God, the good, as the only power active in my life, world, and affairs. Acceptance of my divine heredity, guarding my heart with all diligence and keeping constant communion with God. In me, as me, and through me. My 2023 attitude is wealth, abundance, and prosperity. Overflowing, generosity, and service as my modes of being, peace of mind, contentment and fulfillment, total reliance on God as the source of everything, and immense gratitude for every channel through which my good flows. Meanwhile, live in such a way that you are a credit to the message of Christ. That's Philippians 1 and 27. And that's your Monday morning mindfulness word of the day shared with us by Mike. And I hope, excuse me, that you too will share the word of the day. And if you are not sharing the word of the day, the question is, what are you waiting for? It is never too late, just like it's never too late for Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And this is where we become still, giving thanks for the power of the breath. This is where a process that we must begin to incorporate in our lives, whereas we take the first 5 minutes. Because you're going to be all right. You just have to know that. And sometimes this show is just a reminder of that. Everything is in divine order. I don't care what chaos is going on in your life. It's there to make you stronger and to make you a better person. So just know that as we begin the process of taking the time to connect with our higher selves. And we'll do that by breathing in. Give thanks. ask you to get comfortable. Lying in the bed, that's okay too. Okay. Sleep, resting all night. And then, so you gotta move the body. It's like you wake up and you brush your teeth. It's gonna be here for one of those movement too, so. And twist and turn. Any way we can. Remind them, let them know that. Heart, liver, lungs. Inhale to the count of five, hold it for 5 seconds, and then release it for five. Right now is time is most precious, the beginning of the day, the time that we spend with self and commune with the. We give thanks for the power of the breath as we lift that breath up to the top of our head when we inhale. And as we exhale, feel the power of the breath moving down through the and landing on the shoulders. Rotate shoulders. Breath gives life. So let us give life. Backwards and forwards as we inhale deeply. Sending more love and light and energy of the power of the breath down through the solar plexus and the chest and the sides and the back and the buttock and the hip. And remember, a body in motion stays. Thanks for the power the breath as we continue to inhale deeply, feeling the glory of life in that breath and giving thanks as we exhale, sending more love, light, and energy down through the thighs and the knees. Oh yes, baby, rub those knees, because there will become a day when your knees will speak to you as we inhale deeply. And as we exhale, sending more love, light, and energy down through the leg. Yeah. Bringing up through the legs and the knees and the back as we can. With our eyes closed, you should not. The inside of your eyelids is holding it and giving thanks as the power of the breath moves back up and through the arms as we stretch and give thanks. Excuse me. Fingers. The one. Have that little meat back of your neck. Love on it. Sending you love, light, and energy, girl, because you are the Vegas nerve, not the Las Vegas. The Vegas. A-G-U-S. The Vegas nerve that we stimulate to send, to boost our immune system. Yeah, just love on that neck, honey. Love, 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 love on it. Boosting the immune system. And as we poured in you all night, and now you're waking. Last deep inhale deeply. Into. Right? Possibly can. And as you exhale, left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch to the right. Yes. Thoughts back. Power of movement of the body. Our defense. That which we have been given. We've been given an back, front, and center. We give thanks for the power of this life, and we energy from the top of our head to the bottoms. Giving thanks for each and every organ in speaks to us during the mind us that which we need to do for ourselves and practicing affirmations. Affirmations chaos is why we meditate to activate. And you're taking a look at our blog, Higher Learning Network TV show. And as you can see, happy new you. Do what the rich folks in fashion do. They know what to do. They meditate to activate. And these are just some of the t-shirts that we have. Meditate to activate. Because if you look at the video that we have on YouTube, you'll understand why we say what we say. Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia gave us the 411 on the fashion industry and why they're filthy rich. Because they know some things that we don't. So be sure and check out our blog. HLNTV.blogspot.com, and you'll see lots of information there. You see lots of our t-shirts there that we have that we've used to raise money for our homeless project. And if you go to our Instagram channel, you will get a chance to see exactly the work that we do. And it has been extremely cold in the city of Chicago. And we were blessed with the opportunity to be a blessing with someone else. And we're sharing that blessing with you. Because even though the holidays are over, it's still cold in Chicago. And lots of people are not warm. They are cold. They are freezing. So if you go to our Instagram channel, I don't know why it's on there twice, but it's there. And this is the one we just made a delivery the other day. And as you can see, I'm not going to put the audio up. You can go and play it yourself. It's on our Instagram channel, hln.homeless.project. So be sure and go check that out, okay? And tax-deductible donations are available at higherlearningnetwork.org. See, we wake up and we're warm and comfortable, turn on our computer, and we watch this show, and we do a lot of things in the comfort of a warm place. There is nothing worse than being cold. I cannot tell you. Well, you know, I'm sure if you live in Chicago, you know it's been cold. So this is what we do, and we hope that you will join us, and we thank you for joining us, for those who have contributed, because we can't do it alone. This is a community effort, and we are the village. We cannot stray away from the work, from the assignment that we have been given. If you have something on your heart that has been bugging you, it's there for a reason. And it's time for you to move forward. That's what this new year is all about. Moving forward, showing someone else that you care about them. And you don't even have to know them. And that's what we do. And that's what we ask you to do the same. And you can go to higherlearningnetwork.org and make a donation. We accept PayPal, cash, we've got to work on Venmo. But just be grateful, because there is something that you are going to buy. You may not have a lot of money left after the holiday, but there is something that you can do. If you can't buy a cup of coffee for a homeless person or just smile at them, they would appreciate that, I'm sure. And we would appreciate you appreciating them. So check out our Instagram page, and you will see just that. So thank you so much for sharing this information and being a light in the darkness, because the darkness is upon us, but with power of the breath, we can move out of the dark. So thank you so very much for being a part of the light. And we've got a few comments here. Let me go Oh, Grand Rising, my queen sister. Beata Robinson, Grand Rising Queen. Love your royal colors. Thank you, my sister. And if you did not see last night's show on Soul Purpose Healing, it is not too late. I am going to type that in because you need to go back. I'm not going to say you need, but you deserve to go back and hear this show. Oh, my goodness. You know I love it because I'm a senior, right? And she talked about how we need to let go of seniors, not kill them or anything like that, but let go of the fact that we eat a lot of junk food, and it has a lot to do with our aches and pains. You hear me talking about my knees that come from 20 years of eating potato chips for lunch. Because all those chemicals that we eat, you don't see it right away, but it shows up years later. And I'm here to tell you, baby, I got aches and pains just like everybody else. But there's a way to get around those aches and pains. It's called movement. That's why we move. And lots of other herbs. Lots of good stuff. But I just wanted to share that with you. And I want you to share this with someone. So be sure and go to Facebook.com, Soul Purpose Healing, and you'll be glad you did. And be sure and check out our blog, too. HLNTV.blogspot.com. And I notice my voice is getting lower and lower. Why is that, Zelda? I have no idea. But I know I need to open it up a little bit because it's 7:30 and it's time for our first commercial break, and we will be joined after the break with Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and we're discussing the news that you will not hear on major market media. Because we're here to tell you the truth. They're just here there to sell you something. So stay close and we'll be right back.
I've been up behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student's need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student's need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Our kids are the future and should not be left
behind. Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care, from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solution Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness, and I'm just here to remind you not to give up hope. That's what Ralph Smart says. If you haven't seen the video, it's not too late. Go to his YouTube channel and check it out. Ralph Smart, Infinite Waters, Deep Diving. If you can hear much of what he said last night on Viata's show on Soul Purpose Healing. And he's just a good source for us to be reminded of what's going on in the world and how it affects us. But what you're looking at here on the screen is from the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest just this past Saturday. It was the first, it was the last Saturday of the month where we celebrated the contestants who participated in the talent contest. But I want to move it up just a little bit just so you can see one of the performances. We had a holiday experience performance by Zaya Janae. I'm going to turn that up just so you can hear like a few seconds of it. HLNTV show at gmail.com is where they can send their 1 minute audition clip of them singing, dancing, choreography, whatever it is that they do, you can send that to us, and we will support them. We ask that you support them as well. And it's called the Global Versal Teen Talent Contest. And we cannot do it without you. So thank you for sharing this video, for reminding our teens that they are loved, they are needed, and we depend on them to do whatever it takes to take this show to the next level. So you can, there's the information that you can send it to us and have them register. Okay, so just wanted to share that with you. And this is one of the ways that we help our youth is by these T-shirts. The T-shirts, we're just not selling T-shirts to be selling T-shirts. It's T-shirts with a purpose, because if we are not the community that they need, why do you think we see all this chaos that's going on out here? How many times have we ignored a child asking for help? And they're asking for help through their behavior. So be aware of that. We're adults. We're seasoned citizens. We know things like that. So we have to remind ourselves to participate in their lives. We don't have to know them to participate. You participate by being a part of the village. And this is just one of the T-shirts, Meditate to Activate. Oh, and I just love this. Inhale the God Spirit. Exhale the evil forces. And those T-shirts are available on our page. This is a favorite too. Inhale wealth. Exhale debt. We need to do that one together, because right after this season of shopping, I am quite sure that many are in debt. So let us do that together. Inhale wealth. Hold it. And exhale. Because there's power in those words. Your voice is your power. And if you don't use that voice, it just goes to waste. So you may as well use it. So let us inhale again. Inhale wealth. Hold it. And exhale. Once more. Inhale wealth. Hold it. And exhale debt. And that is something that you can try on your home, at home, anytime you get ready. And I failed to mention during the breathing exercise that you can also go to my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks. Got something real nice there for you. So be sure to go check it out. And that is something you can practice when chaos and confusion is in your life. You don't have to go get a cigarette, go get a drink, go get a cookie, piece of cake, some sugar, whatever. Just start breathing and just notice how it affects your mind-body-spirit experience. And speaking of experience, did you watch the GRIO Awards last night with Byron Allen? Produced by Byron Allen. Like, it was, you got to see it. I'll put it like that. Byron Allen talked about the GRIO Awards being the standard for black excellence. And he talked about 5 points, why he did it. Powerful. And it came on back-to-back, and I was like, did I miss something? So I watched the first few minutes again, because I had to get to sleep, because I got to get up in the morning. But he talked about these 5 powerful points, the E points, education number one, because we live in a system that gives us an education that they want so that we can go to school, get a job, and work at the system, corporate level. But even more importantly, I'm just adding this in, even more importantly is the self-education that we give ourselves, self-study. Because this world was not designed for you to be an entrepreneur. It was designed for you to be a robot, like we all were at some point, or maybe still are. And that's not a bad thing, because you learn your way through this maze. The second E was equal justice, because we know there are more brown and black people in the jail system, penal system, than anybody on the planet, and that is all over the world, but especially in the United States. The third E was economic inclusion. He shared the story about how someone that he knows is in business, and he was trying to get dollars from corporate America, and Byron told him, was like, man, you're not asking for enough. They got billions. They owe us. Let them spend it. Let's help them spend it. He said, Ed, why are you asking for millions? You need to be asking for a billion. I was like, oh, okay. Well, depends on what you're doing. That's an idea. So thank you, Byron Allen, for that idea. The fourth was environmental. That's sad when you can't read your own handwriting. Environmental protection. Because we live in a 3G world, a 4G world. Oh, excuse me, we're in a 5G world. You know what that means? That's not a good thing. You think it is because you got the latest phone. But do your homework. Don't believe me. Don't believe nothing we say. Google it. Is 5G detrimental to your health? Well, you need to know a few things. That's why it's important that you get out in nature, because nature nurtures. That's why you see all these plants behind me, and I got them everywhere. Yeah, my husband thought I was crazy when COVID hit. Honey, I went to get me some plants. Mm-hmm. That's what I did. Yeah, you got to get some nature. You got to get some dirt. You got to get some sand. You got to get something. When you come home, and all that chaos and confusion out there in the house, I got a bag of dirt, a pot of dirt sitting at the front door. Take off my shoes, put my feet in the dirt right there, because we need to become centered. Home is where the heart is, where the space is of peace. And if there's no peace at home, you need to get in a bag of dirt and sit there for a while. I mean, if you can, get out in nature, because nature nurtures. You need to get to some sand, some beach, some park, take your shoes off, walk. There's a connection in that ground that you can't get anywhere else, and especially if you're not feeling good, that dirt, that earth nurtures you. What was Paula say? We are electromagnetic beings, the sky and the sun, and we're the conductors in between. We have got to get in nature, especially. If you don't feel good, find yourself some nature to get in. I promise you there will be a difference in the quality of your life. Yeah, it might be a cold, but so what? That's life. Last but not least, empathy. Empathy. We are empaths and don't even know it. We are the people that the world looks up to. Oh, my goodness, I got some information last night. I can't wait to share it. But what was that? I'll find it and I'll share it with you. But mental inclusion. There's so much mental illness. We have got to get to the point when we see it, recognize it. Say a prayer for them. Don't judge them. You don't know what a person's going through. Just say a prayer for them. And a special thanks to the young lady, 13-year-old, who was accepted to med school in the GRIO Awards. Who does that? A 13-year-old going to med school, a little black girl? And in honor of another little black girl who had been murdered, she stood there and cut one of her locks in solidarity. And I was like, OMG, these young people are off the chain. So I don't remember her. Yes, her name is Alana Anna McCoy. She formed Brown Skin Girls. It's a STEM, S-T-E-M program. 13 years old, a STEM program, okay? Yes. So 13-year-old Alana Anna McCoy. It is 7:56. Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq is on the line, and I want to open his microphone and welcome him, and welcome to the Monday Morning Mindfulness Female Solution. Thank you, Lionel Abdul-Haq, for joining us on the Female Solution. Grand Rising, thank you so much for being here with us this morning.
Oh, peace be with you. Thank you very much. Hello. Well, I want to wish everybody a blessed new year and holiday season. I hope it was peaceful, and I hope everyone gets something out of today's show.
I certainly hope so. I know they will if they're listening, because you bring such a perspective, a fresh perspective, and that's what we need, the beginning of the year. And that's the title of the show today, New Year, New You, and New Information That Will Stop You in Your Tracks. Because, as Lionel says all the time, we have a little bit too much fun. It's time to get down to business. Because if you're breathing, you got work to do. Because somebody somewhere didn't wake up and it wasn't you. Is that right, Brother Lionel?
It's definitely important that we shift the polarity on the priority between work and play.
Mm-hmm.
We play too much. We work far too little.
Mm. It's time to get busy. Get serious
and get real, as the young people say.
Get real.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what we are in this day and time. We've been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray in the way that we play. And we play too much. And we become like little children. Adults act more like children than children do. And, We grow up in the sense that we get bigger, but we don't get wiser. We don't get more real. We just become bigger children.
Mm.
Yeah. We're still playing with guns, cowboys and Indians, cops and robbers. And we got to get real. Safety should be the biggest concern for us moving forward in the 21st century. This 2023 is a really trying time. It's a time that's going to really make a difference. You know, we got so many issues that we need to deal with, and the people who are in charge are supposed to be responsible leaders are not acting very responsibly. If we don't get real, if the people don't wake up and come out, snap out of this sorcery that has us so befuddled in terms of who and what we should be doing with our lives. We're going in totally the wrong direction. It's like we've been hypnotized or a spell has been cast over us and continues to be. And the spell is mass media programming. It's not the stuff that we get on over the airwaves is not in our best interest. And that includes much of what is over the internet. Mm.
You sound just a little muffled, Lionel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
I heard that.
I was on speaker.
Oh, okay. Sounds so much better. Let us take, it's 8:00. Let us take our second commercial break, and we'll be right back with Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation, talking about the new year and the new you and information that will stop you in your tracks. So we'll be right back.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605. And we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
Out. Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Coach, HigherLearningNetwork.org. Thanks for sharing. Here on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. We are joined by my co-host, Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and today the subject is, of course, the new year is the new you, and new information that you need that will stop you in your tracks, because there is information out there that there are things going on that you have absolutely no idea. They're making laws. All the time while we're out partying, celebrating, there are laws that are going into effect that may or may not be to your best interest. And that's why Brother Lionel is here, to help us understand, overstand what's going on in the world while we're trying to get our party on. We need to know what's really going on behind the scenes. Do we not, Lionel?
Yeah, we certainly do. And I think a lot of people are more aware than we think. They just don't know what to do and are afraid to act. But it's changing. The world is changing. People are becoming less afraid, and unfortunately, they're not becoming as wise as they should. They're reacting out of anger and fear. And that, too, is a destructive influence that's have the whole issue of safety very much on everybody's mind. Whether you're talking about the war in Ukraine and the devastation that it is creating, or whether you talk about the immigration crisis, the people coming in from the southern border of the United States and other places from all over the world. You don't know where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. These are serious issues. And not to even mention the devastating effect that our childish, foolish lifestyle is having on the planet in terms of the extinction of many species, the destruction of rainforests, the destruction to all those crops, all the crops in Africa. People can't even grow food because of the seasons have changed so drastically. We got serious problems. And it's all been written before. I mean, scriptures tell us about Armageddon and the final conflict between good and evil. These are issues that we have to reflect on with a sense of urgency and serious commitment to want to try to solve these problems. And that's what we think is important.
Because there are many problems and there are many solutions. And we are the solution. We're the solution we've been looking for. Because waiting on them has not gotten us what we needed, waiting on anything outside of ourselves.
Well, I believe the Creator has been working all the time. This is not an issue that is void of real solution. The solution is has always been here. The Creator is not leaving the world, and the movement of life in our hands. Yeah, I mean, he didn't create all this just to let us mess it up, you know. So even though things don't look as bright and as hopeful as we think it should, the Creator is not absent. The plan of the of Allah is still moving forward, and we are have to catch up. We're the ones that's out of sync, and a lot of us may not make it the transition back into a more adult frame of mind and social order. But that's what's coming. That's what's on the way. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And that's what's happening.
And we're just glad to be a part of that, because somebody somewhere didn't make it today. Their mission is over with.
Well, I mean, hopefully, what we can do in the next life can affect this life. I think once people are really awakened into the reality of life, which we have gotten away from, we've been misled, bamboozled, run amok and led astray from any connection to the real. When you talk about putting your feet in the earth and things of that nature, That's a way of getting back in touch with what we've been separated from.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really about consciousness. It's really about us making a commitment, a sincere commitment to want to know what is real, what is true, and then get up and go to work looking for it. You got to pray. You got to be sincere in your understanding that there is a God. There is a creator that created all of this, to set these patterns and systems in motion that have worked for generations to perpetuate life. When we focus on the 3 days between December 21st and December 25th, that we celebrate the new sun, the new rising, the new beginning of the year, is because this has been moving forward. This system has been set up, and everything from the way we tell time to how we evaluate and plant for the seasons to grow food and so forth, how the nature moves life forward every year, starting around that 21st of December. It's not an accident. The history is here. We've just been separated from it. The knowledge is available. We've just been separated from it. Those who have power, those who are responsible, they have taken the knowledge and separated it and hidden it to the point where they don't even understand it anymore themselves. But they know that the real power is in the knowledge, and they have kept the people from even wanting to know.
Mm.
And that's our biggest problem right now. We got to want to know. We got to sincerely want to know what is real and what is BS. And separate ourselves from the BS and get real. All the magic and illusion, the fun is not in our best interest. We have to get real. We have to get real.
That's why they have the spirits to control us. We call it alcohol. We call it a variety.
Fentanyl is more dangerous than all of that. Fentanyl is killing people like crazy.
Yes, it is.
They can't even tell you how fast people are dying, and it's all kinds of people: white people, black people, the over medication from the pharmacies of opioids to treat headaches, to treat you got a bump your toe, so we're gonna prescribe you some opioids that you take to relieve your pain. If you got anxiety, if you want to take a test, you need to take these opioids so you could calm down. That has produced junkies. That has produced people who are so addicted to opioids that the fentanyl is the next best answer.
And that's the one that's taking you out.
Taking folks out like crazy.
Yep.
And you got all kinds of people who have been prescribed these opioids to the point where they are now addicted. And they cost so much money that the next best option is dope.
Yep. Where you going?
And they're going. They're being driven right into it. And that's just one of the ways that we are being treated like there is no tomorrow, and they are out to get as much money under whatever circumstances as they can, and they don't care about people whatsoever.
Oh no. Could care less. It's all about the money, because money is their God.
It's really Satan. Their God is Satan. There are people who literally worship evil, and they have committed themselves and given themselves over to ideas and rituals and practices that continue to make humanity and empathy and concern for others the last thing on their mind.
And on my mind is somebody who's waiting on the phone. We've got some calls, Lionel. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak as we go to the phone line. 773-960. Unmute yourself. You are live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment?
Good morning. This is Koofy James.
Koofy James! Grand Rising, haven't heard from you in a while. Thank you so much for calling. What's your comment, sir?
I'll always try to be positive in my overlook, because you have to understand that they don't want us in this country. They want to remove black folks out of the country, and they're doing it right now with an address from Donna, C.C. Mason. They're getting ready to move.
A little muddled this morning. Are you on a speakerphone or it?
Hold on. Is that better?
Just keep talking.
A little better?
Nope, that's worse.
Hold on.
Just speak into the handset, not into the microphone.
I just try to be clear.
Is that better now?
Oh, that's much better. We can hear you now.
I try to be clear to what their plan is. That's who I am. Their plan is to remove you out of America. Their plan is to bring the immigrants in to mate with us to sell our birthright. They have no plan of helping you. There is no plan. They will not help you. Someone who came in your country and stole your land, and now we're wake up and realizing that this is our land. Now they're saying, "Well, you need to leave." That's their plan, and they're not going to stop. You see it going on right now with Ghana, with the Freemason Society trying to get these young folks thinking that they're African. They spend billions of dollars, and they pay all these entertainers like Kanye West. Deal, that was about us being from Israel, about us being African, okay? That's what it's all about, to put our minds in another continent when it never happened. They never took Mandingo warriors from Africa to bring them to America and put them in a kitchen to make some pancakes. That's ridiculous. That was a story that was told to us. So the illness and the mental trauma that we have, I heal black people, and I talk to them just like this and go, oh, my God, you're making me feel so much better. Oh, because we've been under trauma of lies. And you need to give them the truth. And this kind of conversation I have with black women, and they go, oh, my God, I'm so happy I met you. You're taking this pain away from me. I go, yes, sister, I know. So
and how
I want you to address
you,
that.
How are you healing them?
Reversing the trauma of the truth sets you free, a lot puts you in bondage. The trauma of thinking that you're from Africa, you don't have any connection with your ancestors here in America. You disassociate, you disconnected from the land. Your mind is always in Africa, and you work in America, and you know earthly good. You can't function properly. And others come here, and you look at the Native Americans. That's called $5 Indians. Those are immigrants. Those are Mexicans who stole our identity. So now I'm healing you because I'm giving you your identity back as you are the real natives. And this is the plan that everybody is working around you to make you confused. They don't want you to think that you're native. Because once you become native and understand that this is your land, you walk in peace now. You walk like a deer.
All right.
Lies are out your head now. Now
you
have a different. Now you want to grow a garden. Now you want to grow a village. Now you see our people as different. That's the healing.
Oh, that is a healing because we all need a healing. Lord have mercy. Lord knows we need to grow some gardens because gardens are what will keep us here. Because what they're feeding us called food is not food. It's poison. So you are right on target with that. Comments, Lionel?
No, I basically want to focus the attention on the reality of being sincere.
Yes,
and
sir.
And being sincere in your quest and what you know, if you recognize, which is one of the things that the kids say a lot, Once you recognize that there's so much that is wrong, you should be humbled and sincere in your quest for guidance. You need, because light is the key. When they say the truth will set you free, the truth is symbolic of light. And the more you understand, the more you the deeper you dig in terms of understanding the realities of what is happening. In terms of the studying the history of the world, studying the history of religion, studying the history of the decline of humanity, it's not complicated. You can step by step see how we've been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray, stage by stage, generation by generation. And it's not a quick part. It's just like the sun coming up. It don't happen all at once. The resurrection of our human spirit is not happening immediately, but it is happening. And people have to get real. And that's what's going on. The situation is making us get real. The situations, the pain, the suffering, the fear is forcing us to recognize, to reevaluate what we've been taught. And therein lies the beginning of wisdom. When you start to look for understanding is the beginning of wisdom. But you gotta be sincere. You can't look for wisdom today and then go turn on a cartoon carnival tomorrow. You know, you gotta cut the cartoon carnival out. You gotta get real. You gotta be serious. You got to gird up all of your strength and your focus on trying to understand what is the root of the problems. And then get down there and start to reshape things. You know, make people, get people to not want to play so much. Because that's a big part of where our problems lie. Most of the wealth and the power that these people have come from
the fun and games, the sport and play that we indulge in. And we need to start to organize enough to where we can demand that they do more with those resources than they're doing. More that's going to be a benefit to the next generation, because they're going to need much more help than what they're getting so far. It's just a matter of priorities. We've got our priorities screwed up like little children. We want to play instead of work to solve our problem. Can't do it.
Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia says God, G-O-D, is represented means gold, oil, and drugs. Yeah, God. I read that somewhere, I can't remember where it was, that and someone else said the same thing, and they were talking about how the word God was a construct. And how we have been conditioned to believe through scripture that the higher power source, God as we call it, is really a disguise for gold, oil, and drugs, which is the basis of what America is built on. How about that?
Well, it's slavery. You know, the slavery of materialism is part of the problem. The idea of wealth, material wealth, is part of the problem. The set that as the highest ideal, to say that the rich are the better people, that the people who accumulate wealth are the ones who ought to be in charge of the society. Regardless of how they accumulate their wealth, they have it. And that they are due respect, they are due honor, they are due the authority to guide and rule over everybody else because they have wealth. That is the mentality that they associate with God in the sense that they have power. Money is power. But they have eliminated the real deity, the real divine creator of the universe, who is still here and still moving and affecting our lives. And we just need to understand how, and we need to do more of it and stop playing so much, you know, stop being so silly, such childish attitudes toward life. We think that, you know, this thing about TikTok, you know, the issue of the power of the internet to affect our behavior and thinking is a very serious issue. The government wouldn't take TikTok out of off of the phones and the usage of government officials if they didn't already know that the capacity to influence people with it is real. And they know what's real, that they believe the Chinese are doing it because we're doing it too. we may have been the one doing it first. And so the distrust is there because they know what the capacity, the potential is. You know, when you talk about people committing mass murders and suicides, it has a lot to do with what they're being exposed to and how much exposure they're getting from mass media. So we've got a lot of work to do, but it begins with us being sincere in our devotion to our Creator. We have to recognize that there is a creator, that he's an intelligent being. He's not a fool. And so we can't be trying to fool the creator. We have to be for real. You have to be sincere in your quest for understanding and guidance. And if you are, you'll get it. It's not complicated. But people, you know, there's so much misinformation. There's so much disinformation that it's hard for people to find, to sort through what is real. But history is best capable of rewarding our endeavors of research.
Beata Robinson online says, God, G-O-D, also is dog, D-O-G, backwards, which represents the unconditional love these animals possess as a part of the Creator. Thank you so much for sharing that, Beata, down there in Florida.
The different terms that people have adopted for identifying the Creator have a lot to do with how we've been misled over the generations. Not only is that, you know, you can't, the very fact that you can put an S on the word God, you can make that idea plural, means that you're not talking about the one God when you talk about, and the idea of one God is to say that there's one being, one Creator who has power over everything, who started this whole movement with a will to have it evolve into a continually growing product of life. And so in your research, you have to find ideas that do not compromise or undermine the idea of one God, one being, one Creator who controls everything is not going to be plural. It's not going to be something that you could make male or female. It's not going to be something that is limited to human capacity or any other animal or being in the universe. The Creator is the master of it all. And we have to have ideas that promote or support that concept. So I've accepted the religion of Islam based upon the concepts that it teaches about the one God. And I think that's important for in our evaluation of history, is to understand that the idea of one God changed and got plural and got male and female and became an idea that people could make up their own idea of mm-hmm. what God is. But being sincere will open you up to guidance from that mm-hmm. Creator. When you ask for guidance and sincerely open up for and look for it, it'll come to you.
That's why getting quiet, spending time in nature is crucial if you are to survive all the chaos and confusion that's going on in the world. So it is 8:30. It is time for our last commercial break, and we're going to take that and come back and get your questions, and we'll stay close.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Susan Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, with my co-host, Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation. And just wanted to make you aware of really what's going on while you're out having fun. Know that there are laws being passed that affect your well-being that you know absolutely nothing about because you're too busy partying. But that's okay. Get your party on. But after the party's over, you need to know what's going on, what direction your life is headed in with these new laws that are being passed. So just go to Google and type in laws passed December 2022 and scroll down and see a list of laws that were passed and how that affects you. Don't believe me? Don't believe nothing I say. Just go do your homework on your own, and I promise you, you'll be glad you did. You can thank me later. Okay. So let's get back to the subject at hand. That's what we're talking about. New year, new use, news, information that will stop you in your tracks. When you see what I just read, it's like, oh, my God. But like I said, don't believe me. Get serious. Get some quiet time. And do your homework. That's what Lionel Abdul-Haq does. How do you think he runs Community Cultivations? He brings the information because he does the work. He gets quiet. He spends quiet time. He communicates. And I know you communicate with the maker, too. But how much time you spend, that's the trick. If you want to call in, you got about 20 minutes to do that. 515-605-9325. First one to speak. We got some calls. We need to take line 773-450. Unmute yourself.
Good morning, Grand. Good morning, Grand Rising, and hallelujah greetings to all.
Grand Rising.
PC. Awesome show. You know, and knowledge and wisdom.
It's
just
Obadiah.
Yes,
Grand Rising, Obadiah. Thank you so much for calling
Grand
in.
Rising. Now, you all know the riches is knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. My biggest issue is what is new about this thing? They didn't come up with a new year. Ain't nothing outside showing no newness. I don't see no birds flying around. I don't see new grass, new growth in the nature. So why is everybody claiming a new year? So when you're dealing with knowledge and truth, you got to get off the grid because traditional society is so screwed up. You know, they have relationships that they tell you a relationship is based on a sexual activity. That is absolutely wrong. You got so many other things that you need to make a relationship work. The sex just comes in somewhere last. If you're really doing it the right way, how do you put something physical before the mental and the spiritual and have any sort of grounding?
All right, now.
So now, let me show you something that's interesting on Zelda. Because in my lifetime, I've noticed something. Now, I hear that when people said New Year, Happy New Year, and all that yesterday, I actually saw a stranger speaking to other people saying Happy New Year. Do you know that when I grew up, because I'm chasing 70, when I grew up, people just spoke to anybody just because. You sitting on the bus or train, you spoke to strangers, you talked, y'all said whatever, and you left.
Yes.
The day you get on the train and bus, 90-something percent of people got headphones on, plugging up their ears, and ain't nobody communicating with nobody.
Nope.
When we came up, they had maybe 2, 5, 7, and 9, 3 or 4 channels, 11 o'clock test pattern. What did people do from 11 o'clock to the morning when TV was off? They lived life. But today we got over 500 channels. TV goes 24 hours a day. You got internet, anything you want to do, and we got less communication to the point that if somebody even walks up to you and says hi, people feel frightened.
Right.
You must be getting ready to use me for something. But we came from the South where people waved at strangers on the passing by their house. They didn't need to know who you were. How have we evolved as a civilization to the point where we're scared of each other? Now, what about that? But we need each other, but we're afraid of each other. What did they do with that? It's just like, and then this is the last piece. We got meat a couple of days ago. And I stopped and thought about it. Now, how do you celebrate a day by pulling out a gun and shoot? As many killings as we got, who's reveling with these guns? But you know, right around 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, they start shooting. It's supposed to be midnight. They still shooting at 2 in the morning.
Right.
What is that about? And I had a personal experience years ago. I used to work at the airport. When I get off and I had a midnight shift, going home, I know they're going to be shooting at night. Let me wait till 1 a.m. before I get on the bus. I get off at 6:30 and Damon to walk my 4 blocks to get home. They're shooting at me like I'm target practice. There I am running through the street zigzagging so I can't be a target. Can you believe that? And I'm laughing at it. But that's that crazy just to think, what are we doing? How do you celebrate a new year shooting people, shooting anything? The tradition is screwed up, and as long as we keep following falsehood and screwed up things, how can we be better? We're not even following nature.
You can't. Thank you so much for calling.
Change your mind, spirit, and your body. Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in, Obadiah, Illinois. We appreciate you. 515-059-325. Press 1 to speak. Let's try to get a few more calls here. 336-350, you're Grand Rising. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Mama AZ, Grand Rising. And greetings,
peace
family. Greetings,
peace
Brother
you.
Hawk. You're a peace to you. You're on the point. Greetings, Brother Kofi. I haven't been available for a little while. But you know something? Let me say this. We do have a issue with drugs. and I didn't know what fentanyl was about 2 months ago, the 9th of January, it'll be 2 months. You know, I just had a hip replacement not too long ago, and I had a really serious fall, and I bent it.
I bent it.
And I fell on concrete. I don't want to get into that right now, but I tried to be brave, but my leg was swelling so bad, and I ended up having to get my caregiver to call 911. Make long story short, I was in so much pain because I backed it up, and my leg is even shorter now. And when the ER, the 911 people came, at first I was in so much pain, I didn't care. Just give me something where I can handle this. So they gave me fentanyl.
What?
And I swear to God, wait, listen, people, listen, family. The paramedics, they are instructed to give you fentanyl, me. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm sharing this because it helped a little bit, but my pain was so great. I just said, give me whatever you give me. I don't care. Just give it to me. And then when I got in the hospital, they didn't tell me exactly what that fentanyl was, but I was sent an angel to tell me about it, and I'm like, oh my God. And I had to pray. I had to pray, family, because what I heard, just like what you said, Brother Abdul, people are leaving. I've been seeing all kinds of things now about fentanyl. I'm serious. It's some dangerous stuff. And I'm grateful that I've had the communications with the angels to say, oh, no, Mama Bonfire, it ain't time for you to go out like that. You know, we have to find another way to decrease your discomfort. But I got some things going on, family. But I'm still here, and I'm grateful for this podcast today. And the people who have had their voices known today. I'm going to share some things with you, Sister Zelda, that I need for you to call me because I can't tell you over the airwaves.
Okay,
and please, family, look up what she said, the laws. I'm going to do that as well. It's important because stuff is getting ready to jump off for
mm-hmm.
us.
Yeah.
Thank us.
Thank you so very much, Mama AZ from Arizona. See, that's what I love about the elders. I love when my elders call in and share information. See, because this is information you won't get in. You're not going to hear this on major market news. I did not know that. Did you know that, Lionel? I didn't have a clue. See, these are the kinds of things that are happening in this world that you will never hear on regular news because they don't want you to know. Who gives a person fentanyl, whatever they call it, in the ambulance on the way to the hospital? Really? Sounds like they want to have you addicted to me. 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. Be sure to take yourself off of the microphone, and I think they just accidentally, I accidentally disconnected them, so call back. We only got a few more minutes, Lionel. That's alarming to me, Lionel. I don't know about you, but that's pretty alarming, because that's all you hear on the news all day, is how people are dying of this drug called fentanyl. And here they are giving it to you in the ambulance. Since when do they give you that kind of drug?
That sounds like a lawsuit to me.
I know.
That sounds like a lawsuit to me.
What?
That sounds like a lawsuit. But you know, I think it's important for us to, you know, the potential for self healing is enormous. There are other alternatives to drugs.
Yes, there are.
And I think it's important for people to open their heart and their mind sincerely and ask for guidance from our Creator. I think it's important. I think that is fundamental to the process of healing and being a part of the process of change. We've got to change, and the healing is in the change. The more you understand the connection between what is wrong with the way things and the way things have been, the more you will be inclined to want to separate and get you something else than what we've been following. And much of what we've been following is the reason why we're having all the problems. Because the people who gave those ideas to us, especially all the fun, that has got to change. You got to get real if you're going to be able to survive and to thrive in this new millennium. And I think it's important for people to be sincere, to pray and ask for guidance, and then look for guidance. Look for understanding. Look for the roots of problems that go deep into the history of the issues, and not what's on the surface, because you ain't going to get it there. And we need to unify. We need people to come together. I've seen more people coming together around the death of kids, the death of gun violence and stuff. The gun violence is not really the issue. The issue is the mindset of the people are being given that tells them what life is all about is fun. That is the problem. We have a very foolish attitude and view of life that makes other people wealthy because they exploit our childish appetite for fun.
Mm-hmm,
and the fun they've given us is destructive, self-destructive, emotionally destructive. It offers no discipline. It offers no refinement of our spiritual inclinations. No discipline, no exercise of those spiritual inclinations, and that's where the problem lies. We got to change that. And, prayer, good deeds, and things like that will help strengthen your will, your spirit. And we need to do more of that.
And what are some of the ways in which we can do that, Lionel?
Well, prayer and charity, prayer and doing good deeds, to make a willful and conscious effort to exercise your spiritual muscles, your spiritual inclinations for yourself. Individually and for others, to encourage others to do likewise. If it ain't about picking up the trash in your block, doing good deeds will make you a stronger spiritual person, and it'll purify your intentions.
And you feel good about doing it. That's a good thing. You feel good about doing it. You've made a difference in your community.
Yeah, and it's like doing push-ups. Every time you do one, your muscles get stronger. It's not your physical muscles, it's your spiritual muscles. It's your connection with your Creator. The more
right.
you do good for the sake of pleasing your Creator, showing your Creator that you're sincere in your effort to want to get better, be a better person, He will reward you. God will reward you more for those little simple acts that you do that you wasn't doing yesterday. You got to do something that you wasn't doing yesterday. You got to do more than you were doing yesterday to strengthen your spiritual life.
I like that. I'm going to add that for the after show update, the resource page on our blog, which is hlntv.blogspot.com. So for those of you who are listening who missed it or just joined in, I will be adding the resources so you can see. I love that. Do more than you did yesterday, because yesterday what you did might have been a little on the foolish side or on the community side where you did where everything that everybody else did. Well, today you can do something different. As Iyanla Van Zant would say, until today. All that chaos and communication that went on before, that was yesterday. Today's a new day, and you can do something different. If you want something different, you got to what? You got to do something different. Right, Lionel?
Absolutely. And it's not complicated. You know, good is good. Right and wrong is not complicated. Good and evil are not complicated. And when you're not, when the evil is so pervasive that people won't even speak to each other out of fear, that's pretty bad. So we gotta break that. You know, speak to people, smile to people, offer some help to people. Be willing to break out of the shell of isolation and fear, and reach out. In the name of your creator, in the name of goodness, to try to make the world a better place a little bit at a time, and you will find yourself becoming a Goliath in terms of how strong you are.
Mm-hmm. And it can be done, and it all begins with you, because you have the power, you have the control to turn off and tune in. That is entirely up to you. You can't wait on somebody else to do that for you. We have a couple of comments here. No, I already read that one already. Vieta says, my friend had a bunch of fentanyl used in her one-hour surgery from the anesthesiologist. Wow. It's like they're making fentanyl. They're talking about how dangerous it is on the street. Oh, but it's okay to use it in the hospital, so the hospital can legally get rid of you if they want, because they can give you too much. You know that, right? Okay. I digress, but I had to share that. Thank you so much for sharing that, because I had no idea. I didn't have what this world is coming to is for people checking out. I say congratulations. You graduated from Earth School. You don't have to deal with this craziness anymore. If you are on. Coming up, it is 8:54. 8:57, we're going to sign off, but Naima Latif is in Florida. Will be joining us for the after show. So if you have any comments you want to make them, press 1 now. Actually, dial in now. Your mic is open. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, sister, this is Mama AZ. You just, I just wanted to make sure that I was hooked up to the after show.
Oh, okay, all righty, I got you. 312-671, you are live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name, where are you calling from, and what's your comment as it relates to today's topic? New year, new you, new information. Hi, who's this?
Hi. Hallelujah. Weyon Yah Shalom means we are one. And Grand Rising and Assalamu Alaikum.
Grand Rising.
This is Minister Plump. Yes, we are changing as they say, the paradigm now, which is a new way of living. We have to get rid of the lie and go with God's will only, and that is happy healing. This is a 7-year, 2023. Have no fear, because this is Minister Plump, Robert Floyd Plump, Chicago, Illinois, and it's our time now. We have to leave the false and go into the truth for the black people. When I say it's our time now, and we are changing the paradigm, because remember Zelda and Brother Abdu, that, you know, it's time where it's like the last shall be first, and the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So that's what I mean when I say it's our time now. So this is, we started with 1-1, which is the first day. So we're doing Happy Kwanzaa each and every day for 365 days. And that is today is starting all over again, and we are in it to win with the purple. Today, Monday, is orange. Orange is a healing, and that's what we have to do as a people. Let go of the wrong and go with the right. And then see what it is reflected to all people as human beings, because we got more water in us than anything else.
We've come to the end of our show.
If you're still on the board and you want to comment in the after show, because Naima Latif is joining us.
/5156-59325 Today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page.
Lionel, as you give us
Leave your comments about today's show. You can also
stay on our website
at
www. I just wanted to say again, we got to work as well as pray. We got to get serious, got to get real, and we got to be sincere. So I think it's important for us to take our development into our own hands and begin to practice what we preach.
And if they want to contact you, how can they do that?
773-642-1453.
That is 773-642-1453, and I will put that in the number in the comment section. Thank you so much, Lionel. We greatly appreciate that. You can call Lionel at 773-642-1453. Thank you so much, Lionel Abdul-Haq. We appreciate you. We'll see you back here next month, and we'll do it all over again.
Peace be.
Thank you, Lionel.
Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jeret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Switchboard, press 1 right now if you want to speak, because it's still 8:59. We got a few seconds ahead of time. But we are now in the official after show with Naima Latif. Take it away, Naima. Oh, we can't hear you, Naima. We can't hear you. We can't hear you. Open your mic, baby. Open your mic. Oh, did I turn my sound down? I couldn't even hear myself.
Okay.
I can hear you loud and clear. So I got to do my Chuck Woolery again. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the After Show Live with Naima Latif. Take it away, Naima.
Yes, well, I'm here in sunny Florida, where it's a little overcast now, but it's nice and warm. I'm on my sister's patio.
Ooh.
Yes, we had a great time. We were here, down here celebrating her 70th birthday. So we had a wonderful time.
What's your sister's name?
Barbara.
Barbara!
You can see her every Sunday on our Three Black Moms show. And she's mom number one, our eldest sister. And then my other sister, Cheryl, came in from Boston, her and her husband. And we all just had a great time this weekend, so I'll see you for another couple of days and then heading back to Chicago. So you'll see me Wednesday right before I leave out. You'll see me on my show Wednesday. I will be here. But, you know, we've had an interesting time, and as always, I find myself involved in conversations of controversy. You know, I was trying to not. I was trying to know, the intellectual argument person that just have fun but couldn't do it. Yesterday, we had guests before, and we got to a religious conference, and I went to church with my sister.
Uh-oh.
And then afterwards, so we came back to the house, and we got into this theological debate. And what it helped me understand is that when you have been conditioned to think in a way that makes you not question what you're told, it really keeps you from growing until you can get to a point where you take back control of your own mind and choose to question and choose to absorb and choose to learn and choose to believe your own intuition. I listened to a church pastor's sermon yesterday that said, don't trust your heart. And he said, you know,
what?
One of these scriptures, your heart is deceptive. And I'm like, okay, that is your connection to God, is your heart. If you don't trust your heart, you will never be able to overcome other people's programming.
Wow.
So I'm listening to that. And I understand that this is what we've always been taught, which is why we are susceptible to programming.
Mm-hmm.
We're taught not to trust our own intuition, which is the system we've all been given to bring us back to truth whenever someone attempts to brainwash us. But if we're taught not to trust it, then that's how we end up being programmed.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we end up accepting being enslaved for 300 years because someone says, well, the word of God says you're supposed to serve our people punishment and it's our not trusting our own intuition that would let us know, and that's outrageous. Because inside your internal guidance system is telling you when something is incorrect. That's why it doesn't feel good. That non-good feeling, that's your internal guidance system telling you that what someone's trying to shove down your throat should not be swallowed. But if we're being taught to ignore that, then we're constantly subjecting ourselves to other people's programming, other people's brainwashing, other people's manipulation, so that we don't listen to our own internal guidance system that would prevent us from being misused. So I listened to that sermon, and I'm reflecting on, okay, people are believing they should not trust their heart. Whose heart are you going to trust? If you don't trust your own heart, whose heart are you trusting? Who are you giving your power to tell you what is right and wrong if you don't trust your own internal God-given system that tells you when something is right or wrong? And when we learn not to trust our own system, we give our power over to people who don't always have our best interest at heart. 99% of the time, they don't have our best interest at heart. They have their best interest at heart. So you go to an education system that's designed to program you to fit into other people's plans, other people's vision, other people's programs, so that whatever you want is subverted to what other people want. So instead of you pursuing your God-given talent, gift, or skill, you're programmed to fit into someone else's machinery, someone else who decides they want you to work in an industry that benefits them and not yourself. Someone who wants you to support ideas that benefit them and not yourself. Someone who wants you to support a system that benefits them and not yourself. So you end up not being able to use your God-given internal guidance system to keep yourself free from other people's programs, other people's brainwashing, other people's manipulation of your time, talent, and energy. Now, there's nothing wrong with us being part of a collective system of cooperation where everybody's needs are met. But that's just the point. Everybody's needs are not met. Many people are suffering because too many of the masses of people have bought into the idea that unless you conform to what those people who have hijacked knowledge and information say you should be doing, then they deserve to suffer. They're not conforming. So you have people who want to use natural methods to heal their bodies. The natural God-given methods that are all around us, growing freely in nature. All we need to do is study the plants, be like a George Washington Carver, communicate with the plants, understand what is meant for our healing of our bodies and our restoration of our health. People who want to do that are ridiculed. And whatever measures they use, if it costs money, it's not going to be covered by traditional insurance, because insurance companies are there to uphold the pharmaceutical companies that are there to keep you paying to stay sick. Their intention is not wellness or healing and permanent states of health. Their intention is profit-making and repeat business. But if you've been programmed not to question what your body is telling you, when you take medicine and you get sicker, and you have to take more medicine to get maybe a little bit less sick, but never healed, and your body is telling you, this is not good for us. But you've been programmed not to listen to your own self, ignore your heart, ignore what your body is telling you every time it gives you pain, and you've been taught to ignore your own guidance system and follow what somebody else tells you, then you stay in a perpetual state of suffering. The programming that we have to ignore ourselves, ignore our own intelligence. It's outrageous. But I was listening to that yesterday, and I realized that most people who do these things, they believe what they're believing is correct. They believe it because it was taught to them. They've learned how to ignore their own internal guidance system and follow sent down over the centuries by people whose only agenda was to maintain control over the masses. Nothing else. Not your well-being, not your continual growth and intelligence and discovery, but only how to keep you under control. And when you swallow that and you suppress your own intelligence, then find yourself in a perpetual state of suffering. And it's not the creator of the universe that makes us suffer. It's our cutting the tie, that internal guidance system to the creator, us cutting that off and not listening, and instead following other people and other ideas that are not in our best interest, and ignoring all the signals given to us by our body, but in our gut. That's what I say, you know, I had a gut feeling. You feel it in your body when something is wrong, but if you ignore that, then you'll end up doing something that's not in your best interest. We have educational institutions that are designed to brainwash us and to keep us in a state of fear of being disapproved of if we don't conform. And these are very powerful social structures. So when you express something that's against the norm and you're ridiculed, it takes a lot of belief in yourself to stand your ground. Any idea that was against what was approved of by authorities was always ridiculed and condemned. And there were times in our history as a human family, people could be sent to jail if they didn't conform to what was considered acceptable thought. You could be jailed. You could be executed. So independent thought was not encouraged. How much courage does it take to even come up with a new invention that does something different or something that maybe alleviates pain and cures people of long-time illness, something that maybe doesn't cost money but works. So people who are benefiting from ignorance always resist new knowledge, always ridicule new knowledge, because they're benefiting from ignorance. But each of us has a responsibility to free our own minds, whether it's religious programming or secular programming from our educational institution. Yes, absorb all knowledge, because all knowledge has been made available, whether it's from the internet, from the newspapers, from the libraries, from television, from every, absorb knowledge. But then, use your internal guidance system to determine what is true. All of us have it. Unless you learn something by heart, that means you know it automatically. You don't have to think. It's inside of you. That's the same thing. Your heart is where your internal guidance system is. So when you pray, you are asking the Creator that is inside of all of us, regardless of your religion or lack thereof. You are asking the source of all knowledge. You are asking the infinite wisdom of the universe. Is this right? And then be quiet and listen. Listen and feel whether something is right or wrong. You will feel in your very body, because this body is a communication device. That's what it is. It's always communicating to you. When something's about to happen, that intuition, that feeling of anxiety, if you can keep your communication system clear by eating foods that don't damage you or clog up your system, if you can keep this communication device clear, you can use it as an antenna. Your feelings are what are giving you the answers to what is right and wrong, whether you're in danger or you're safe. And every living being has it, because we're all connected energetically to everything. This is also something that our religious institutions and our secular institutions will tell us to ignore. But it's there. It's your God-given connection to the divine. Listen to it. That's what meditation is. Tuning into that divine antenna. So absorb knowledge. Read. Listen. And then ask. Always ask. Is this right? What is best for me? And that is your truest connection to truth. But when you hear teachings that tell you to ignore your own internal guidance system, that just sends up a red flag. Well, if I'm not listening to myself, who am I listening to? So we also had a conversation after we came from church, and we're all sitting around and we're talking about the idea that some people are not connected to God because they're not following the right religion. And of course, you know, I'm in a home with some very devout Christians. And the teaching is, if you are not following this way, then you're not really connected to God. And of course, in the afterlife, when you leave this body, you're going to go to hell and be punished and damned and all of that. And that is the very strong belief. And so I questioned that thought. First of all, as a parent, would you ever love any of your children lesser? Even if you might have one that is misbehaving, not listening, not obeying, you have another one that does everything you say. But do you love them any less? And you know, of course, a good parent loves their children even when they misbehave. And you can see this. I mean, you'll see. Parents at the trial of a,
serial killer. And they'll say, oh, but little Bobby was a good boy. Your parents love you, no matter how misguided you may be. So how can the creator of the universe, that is the creator of all of us, we're the expression of the creator, how can anyone be favored over another? You I will send to a lake of fire and have you burn for all eternity. You I'll get to heaven because you guessed the right religion and you didn't. How cruel is that? How mean is that, knowing that we don't know? We're only here trying to learn, trying to figure it out. What kind of a parent punishes their child because they didn't guess a right answer to something? It's like you're watching your children. Maybe they're working puzzles. You know how you put puzzle pieces together. And one child, you know, okay, I figured out this piece goes here, this piece goes here. Oh, this one goes here. And they finish their puzzle. And the other child, they can't figure out, okay, the round one won't go into the square hole. How come I can't figure out how this works? And they can't figure it out. So you pick them up and start spanking them. I said, get it out. That's going to make them understand because you caused them pain? No. You would help them. You would give them clues. You'd say, okay, look at the shape of this and look at the shape of that. Fine. Where the shapes are the same. You would guide them. You would help them. You would encourage them to think. But you wouldn't punish them for not knowing or guessing wrong or maybe trying to force the wrong piece into the slot that it doesn't fit. You would not cause them pain because they didn't figure out something. So how does it make sense that we are believing that if you don't guess the right religion, you're going to be caused pain by your heavenly parent, your divine creator? You don't deserve a reward. You don't deserve peace. You don't deserve comfort. You deserve pain because you didn't guess right. So, you know what? We question that. And, you know, those who have been indoctrinated to believe that this book says this is what is and this is what is, and so I believe this is what is. Okay, and who are the people who wrote these words telling you to follow what they say and not trust your own heart? Why are you believing that they are truthful? Because the book says it is. Okay. And that is enough for you to believe something that, does it feel right? Does it make sense in your soul? And we just got through listening to a sermon that says, don't trust your heart. So this, of course, everything I take as a learning experience. Because we're here in the Earth School to learn. But I'm listening to this, and I'm going, this is the indoctrination that causes people to be subjected to accepting abuse because they're taught not to think, not to trust their intuition, and to instead allow teachings from people who don't have their best interest at heart but have their own best interest at heart.
Girl, you are right on head. I have got to say something. I want to comment on that, but first I want to comment on the birds in the background. Are they? Do you have Jody's birds down there with you?
No, these are just birds in the tree. Got the trees all around.
I love it. They are talking. They are speaking while you're speaking. I was like, okay, having a conversation going on back. It's just not like a little chirping. Be quiet. I mean, they're just, as long as you're talking, they're talking.
Okay.
It's like, okay.
You said amen, sister.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. I was like, I know Naima know what they're saying because I know. Oh, wow. And I just laughed so hard. Tony just did this.
No, he didn't.
Am I talking too loud? I think my laugh was a little bit too loud this morning. Okay. I'm sorry. It was funny. It was funny to me. But you are right on time. When I saw the movie with Lord have mercy, was it Mahalia Jackson? Oh, the Something of Life. gosh, I can't remember the name of the movie, but the mother...
Imitation
of Life.
Yes.
When you have been so indoctrinated and then you get to the age of maturity that we are, honey, it is hard to break that chain of thinking. And if you are not open and receptive to the possibility of something else being different than other what you were indoctrinated with as a child, because, I mean, since birth, you said you do it this way or you don't do it at all. So, yeah, and then your family is the most competitive. It's like, is she in that Muslim crowd or is she a Jehovah Witness?
Your family won't allow you to. Oh, I mean, I think that was the biggest challenge for my family.
Oh, no.
When I became part of a international Muslim community and just all of my teachings from childhood, you know, turned on its side. And like, oh, but, you know, always just change my name. Oh, my God.
She gave up the family name? Oh, no, we can't have that.
It was hard. It was hard for them. But American culture, you take on a new name as you grow spiritually into a new understanding and awareness, so your new name reflects your new awareness or a new experience. You know, who I now am. I am now this. I'm being called this to reflect this new person I have become. Because you're always becoming.
Mm-hmm.
I love Michelle Obama's book, Becoming.
Girl.
Becoming. So if you get stuck at a point in your life where you stop growing, you stop becoming the best version of yourself. We're here to become the best version of ourselves. So you're never supposed to stop learning. You're never supposed to stop growing. And it's okay if something you thought for sure was the absolute truth, something happens that lets you know, oh, that's not the absolute truth. Now I know something more.
This
there
is
we
the
go.
Book.
Michelle Obama.
Everybody needs this book. All women especially. You need this book.
Yes.
I take that back. You deserve this book. Girl, the thing she said in here, and I was like, and she said that in public? Oh, really, though? Okay. Oh, yes, she did.
But, you know, if you want to say that, I just love Michelle. I mean, you know, she was so real. And it was hard for people to deal with her unpretentiousness.
Yeah.
For the White House to be where, oh, it was the people's house. You know, and then they had all kinds of people coming on in, and I've been there.
That's like,
you know, the thing about it is that I think she helped President Barack Obama grounded in his, you know, personhood where, because, you know, you got other people that want you to be all persnickety and this day.
You're the president. You don't do this. You don't do that. Michelle's like, look.
We going to be real people.
Okay. We was real before we got here. We're going to be real while we're here, and we're going to be real while we leave. And I can tell you how I can attest to her realness. Back in the day, and on page 206 on Becoming, she talked about how we had the same personal trainer. His name is Cornell McClellan, and she talked about how she worked out with him for a couple of years, and she was, I didn't know who she was at the time. I just knew she was helping me climb 8 flights of stairs. And I was like, I cannot do this. And she was like, girl, come on, I'm right behind you. I got you. And I was like, you this big and I'm this big and you got me? Really? She was like.
Let me fall asleep that really.
But she was there. And she was there giving me encouragement the whole way. And it's like, once I got up the flight of stairs, because Cornell was like, you got to walk down 8 flights of stairs. You don't catch the elevator. You walk down 8 flights of stairs. And then you come back up 8. You walk back 8. Girl, by the time I got to the 3rd or 4th floor, I was like, oh, Lord, I don't know. Girl, she's like, girl, come on, you can do this. And it was because of her. And I'm looking back at her all the time, and it's like, I'm 300 pounds and you a buck 20. I'm looking back at her like, and you going to tell me I can do it? But it was her encouragement that helped me lose like 100 pounds and helped me get up those 8 flights of stairs. So I love me some Michelle Obama. And I never told people that she was a relative of mine because I didn't want them coming asking for nothing. Okay?
Yeah, you know, Michelle, can you get her to get her?
I can't do nothing. I can't do nothing. I'm sorry. Here in the White House. Give them a call there. But that's the kind of community that we so desperately need to reemerge.
Yes.
Because we're scared of each other right now.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. If you're always afraid of everybody who looks different than you or thinks different than you or lives in a different place than you, how can we get this state of world peace and heaven on earth that we have the power to create if we're always believing bad things about people?
So if
you believe that God has favorites and God only likes certain people and God doesn't like other people, then that's going to justify you being mean to other people. So you gotta know that there is no favored people, that all of us are favored. All of us are God's children. All of us are loved. All of us are accepted. And all of us are going to leave this earth school and go to a better place. Because this is what this school is all about. It's to teach us how to be kind and loving, even in the midst of people who don't know any better. Even in the midst of people who are doing self-destructive things. Love them anyway. And shine a light for them so they can see.
And once your eyes are open and you see things are never, ever the same again.
Yes.
It's like, wow.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm in my 60s, almost in my 70s, and I've been lied to all my life.
Yes.
When I saw that movie, The Imitation of Life, and another movie, I can't remember, some Western, because, you know, Tony's always watching Western, where the master's wife came in and said, we don't want you learning how to read the Bible, so we're going to teach you what to say. We're going to teach you what God is, and we're going to beat it into you even if you don't like it. And I was like, and that's Christianity? And I'm a Christian, and I bought into that? For real? It's like, oh, no, I can't do this anymore. But, you know, teach each his own. But that movie in The Imitation of Life, when you understand that all of the systems that are in place were designed to keep us in a certain place, a certain level of consciousness, then you can begin the process of true healing from your heart, from within, and be open and receptive to that which is new that you don't really know anything about or understand.
That's true. And that's the thing. Is realizing that we've been lied to. I think that's the hardest thing for people to accept, that you could have spent an entire life in a belief that was incorrect. But that's okay.
Because your
whole life was for the purpose of you getting to this point of realization.
And you made it. You got there. Because when I first heard the word God in this context of gold, oil, and drugs. It was from a Hebrew brother. I can't remember his name. Kareem or something like
drugs.
That. He said it's a construct. And it was something that was constructed by man. Because the powers that be, they're all about money, honey. Gold, at the time, it wasn't U.S. Treasury dollars. Oil, because you see what's happening with the oil. We go from $5 a gallon to $3 a gallon a month. So that ought to tell you something. And drugs. You see, Mama AZ just called me and talking about they gave her fentanyl in the ambulance. I was like, what? And fentanyl is killing people every day. And they gave it to you. Did they try to kill you in the ambulance and you just didn't die? Because your assignment here on the planet, your assignment here on the planet is not over. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's the thing, is to be able to accept new knowledge that helps you to grow. And it doesn't mean your life was wasted, even if you spent 40, 50 years believing the same thing. That's okay. That was the lesson you would have learned. But once you get information that gives you a better understanding, you have to let the old misinformation go.
That's why I love this.
The beauty of life is we're constantly evolving to higher levels of understanding. I mean, you don't stay in kindergarten for 18 years. You progress. You know, you go to first grade, second grade, third grade. Every year you go to the next level. The same with life. But some people, you know, they got to kindergarten, say, okay, I'm in school, I've learned all I need to know, and they're content to stay there. But we're here to grow, and we're here to realize when we need to know more. And sometimes we are here to realize when what we were taught was wrong, but we experience the consequences of the wrong teaching. That's what lets us let it go. So if something is not making you better, then that means it's not the ultimate knowledge. You need to seek something else.
And speaking of seeking knowledge, this is a new YouTube channel that I subscribe to. It's called Historical Africa. You have got to go to this channel and just watch the videos. I mean, there's a ton of them. How we have been lied to all of our lives, especially why is Africa called Africa. There's just a ton of them. So just go to, I'm going to put that in the comment section, but you need to go to YouTube and check that out. You'll be glad you did, because you'll be like, wow. You talk about I've been bamboozled for a very, very, very long time. And I don't know how I put you up there and forgot to put me up there.
There you go.
Okay, but you were talking about let it go. One of my favorite songs, and I know they're going to jack me on this one, but I'm going to play it anyway. Sometimes you need a little music to help you let it go. You know I'm a skater, so I had to say this. Was a skater. Because sometimes we just need to let it go. So just let it go. If you need that, if you need a little help, and you need a little help on letting it go, just go to YouTube, type in Layla Hathaway, and she'll show you the way how to let it go.
That's the thing. You got to let it go.
Yeah. And we got to let it go, too, because we've been talking. We forgot to go back to the phone lines. People want to comment. There's no need of me giving the phone number out again, because they can't dial in, but they can comment. Right. 773-450, you're live on the air. Hi, who's this? On the after show, who's this? 773-450, unmute yourself. Okay, we'll come back to you. 336-350. I do believe that's Mama AZ. I believe she wanted to comment earlier.
Hey, Mama AZ.
Mama AZ.
Hey.
There she is.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah, I give thanks. thank you, Sister Zelda, for having this show. And thank you, Dr. Lateef, for creating the platform for these informative downloads. Now, what was the YouTube that you said, Sister Zelda, about going to see about the lies and the Africa?
Yeah, I'm going to put that in the comment section. It's I'm putting it in right now. It's a YouTube channel. Excuse me. I got too many in here, so let me get rid of something here. It's YouTube.com Historical Africa.
Okay. Okay. So all I say is just Historical Africa, then, right?
On YouTube. Yeah. Uh huh.
Okay. All right. That.
Let me get rid of something so I can put this. Excuse me. On the screen so that you can see it. It's www.youtube.com, and there it is, Historical Africa.
Okay. I got it.
Go ahead.
Okay, Sister Zelda, call me, please. I need to have a reasoning with you and Dr. Lateef, but you. I'm just so grateful to be on this planet at this particular time.
Damn.
Families, remember, you chose to come here to be a part of what's going on, no matter who's leaving, your family members, like I said earlier. Do your best to get your head wrapped around. If one of your family members happens to cross over or decides that they don't want to be here anymore, don't let it pine your heart. I know it's easy for me to say it's not. I'm talking to myself, too. But these things are going to occur more and more because of the assignments that we all agreed. And I'm so grateful to you, Dr. Lateef, your thinking, your information, and I'm grateful that that body that you are in, because most people who talk like we talk or express like we express, they're in a Caucasian body. And it's time that we in these bodies come out with truth as well. And I'm so grateful, Dr. Lateef, that you had the experience of you went to church and you experienced what you experienced so that you could be able to teach others who are listening. And I give thanks for that. That's all I want to say right now. Thank us.
Thank us. Thank you so much, Mama AZ from Arizona. And I wrote about that her experience on our blog, on ACLNTV.blogspot.com. I'll pull it up in a minute. But I just think it's interesting.
You know,
go ahead.
The point she was making about not a whole lot of, melanated people are able to speak freely. It's because of the indoctrination of fear. And we know that fear has been beaten into us for the last several centuries, so that when you are afraid to speak, it's because you have seen other people treated cruelly for daring to speak out. That's why every freedom fighter that has dared to go against the norm now is so admired, because that means you have to have the courage to face possible, not just social ostracism, but perhaps imprisonment, fines, torture, killing, just for speaking the truth, just for saying something that was against or contrary to what was being the indoctrinated information of the time. So there are a lot of Caucasians that are awakening and speaking words of truth, of power, of empowerment and knowledge. And many of us are still holding on to old belief systems that have been beaten into us out of fear of questions. Question anything that might be different than what the indoctrination says is true, because we have experienced the consequences of daring to speak out and be different. So more and more of us are now letting go of that fear. But it's a process. You really have to go through a transformation.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
To break from the belief that other people have power over you.
Yes, you do.
Come to the realization that no one has power. No one.
You give away your power.
We give away our power. No one has power over you. And everybody who has come to that point of freedom, just like Harriet Tubman, she said, I have a right to two things. I have a right to be free, or I have a right to die.
Yeah.
So if I'm not fearing death, then you have no power over me. And that's the ultimate thing. And I was trying to even explain to my Christian brothers So knowing that, no one can kill you. So if that's the only thing they have to keep you right, and you realize they don't have power because no one can kill you, because you're all a part of the eternal life force energy we call God, all of us, then you have no reason to fear anyone, because no one has the power to kill you.
And the birds said, amen. I heard them in the background. The birds said, amen. I heard them.
Amen. That's right.
I heard them.
That's the truth that sets you free. And when you are free of fear, that's when you are free. You're free to grow. You're free to expand. You're free to think. You're free to create. That's the freedom. But if you have been conditioned to fear, even questioning what you've been taught, then you're never going to have access to that freedom, that real freedom. You're going to be in bondage until you can let
the bird saying, yes, say it, say it, say it. I love it. I love it. The birds are always talking. The question is, are we always listening?
Listening.
Speaking of listening, I just got to play 30 seconds of this, because this is what I'm talking about. When you raise a child at a very early age, you train them to do, this is what they do. This is from the contest on Saturday on the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. 3 years old. I just had to share that. You can go back and watch it on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. I had to show it. It's like, just like that child is being trained at the age of 3 how to play a piano. He's mastered it already. He's only 3 years old. Just like he's being trained to play that piano, it's the same way that we are being indoctrinated with the words of a religion, which is man-made, has nothing to do with the universal source, because the source gives us individually what we need. We don't need to go there, out there, anywhere to, it's okay to assemble, it's fine, but you don't need to go out there, because you were born with the gift.
Absolutely.
And that's why we're so amazed when a 3-year-old can come in and play Chopin, because he had it, he was born with it. But we've been indoctrinated and beat out of us. Child, please, you ain't gonna make no money playing no piano. You need to get you a basketball or a baseball or some kind of ball and go do some. No, you do not. You give a child an instrument, especially as it relates to musical instruments, and they will find their way. They may go through 10 different instruments before they find out what they really want to do. So don't stop beating your kids over the head, your children over the head with what you think they need to do. Because what you think they need to do and what they really need to do is two different things. And I just had to share that, talking about the young people, because this is a young lady in Bangladesh. Her name is Jenna Toon, and she is my right hand. And the work that she does, much of what she does, comes from much of the work that I do, I have help with. I'm learning to delegate. You can't do it all. And she sent me this morning from Bangladesh, and I just had to share it with you because I just thought that was so cute. She says, Happy New Year. I made this for you, Miss Zelda. I was like, bless your heart. And I don't know if she's watching or listening, but I wanted to let her know. She goes back and see this. We're at 9:46. And I just think it's important that we acknowledge those who help us.
What is the time difference there? Are they?
I think they're 12, 13 hours behind us. So it's 9:46 here. So it's 10:46 at the going on 11 o'clock. Did I hear a voice there?
Yes, I was listening to this wonderful conversation that you said you can't get nowhere in the morning on network TV.
This is Obadiah. I was just, you know, everything y'all were saying was true. One of the things is, one of the gifts is just to listen. If you notice with creatures, we're always trying to make our point or sound diplomatic. We got two ears and one mouth. Do we really listen?
All right now.
Yeah, you really need to just listen and listen to the inflections of people and the things that are being said, how it can resonate with you. As you were saying, people ought to get out of the fear mode. What relieves you of fear is love.
Mm.
Then you need to get the greater love. You need to produce that. Yeah, you have to develop that. You just can't jump over the broom and here you are. No.
Right.
Because people, a lot of people are nasty. They're mean-spirited and all that. But when we talk to them, what do? We show love, consideration, compassion, empathy, and everything else for them, knowing what they're going to do. Because we're not going through that. We've already released that. So now when we release it, we can help them release it. Or at least plant a seed.
Right.
Because some people are willing to release nothing. And the only way you're going to move your life is for you to release it. Because your brain, it's computer operated now by you. So most of the time, we hold ourselves back. Let me show you one last thing. There was a mother and daughter talking. There was a mother. She's got a master's degree. They offer her a job as a supervisor. She's a big shot. She's over a union. She's talking to her daughter who finally got a job at 40-something years old about how you need to treat the people that you serve. Her daughter's just driving around old people. She laugh at them and talking about their disabilities, acting one way or another indifferently. And her mother was trying to tell her, could you put yourself in their position? You need to have more empathy and treat them with respect. So what's happening is this. Her daughter thinks it's all about her. She saw an old man look like he got some money. She can talk to him. But you see, the attitude is when you focus on just yourself, like it's all about me, mine, I, you never get nowhere. We're connected as a we, us, and an hour. As a matter of fact, did you hear the bird chirping in on all that?
Yes.
They
Every time
it.
She says something, the bird says something.
Yeah. They would not do that symphony. It's directly for
bird.
Us.
I always have. I dreamed I was a bird as a child, so I love birds.
Hey, but you know what? People run birds away. But the birds
they run birds away because they don't know
any
better. They weren't raised in nature. When you don't know better, you don't do better. So you gotta. That's why I always say you gotta get out in nature.
I say that every day, but people got television going 24 hours. They got their face on the phone or FaceTime.
Because that's what we're being trained to do is to stay on the internet 24/7. I got people who sleep with their cell phone on. I know I was one of them until. I got a call in the middle of the night, and it was about death, and it's like, I don't want to be waking out of my bed about somebody making their transition. I'd rather wait until I wake up, so.
Check this out, Vim. We come
okay, thank you. Wrap it up, baby.
I'm going to wrap it up. We come from a different generation.
Yes,
back
we do.
Day, we only had 2, 5, 7, and 9, one TV that everybody circled around to watch.
Right.
That TV went off at 11 p.m. Here comes the test pattern of the flag. What did people do between 11 in the morning all those years? They communicated with each other. It was time for quiet. They cut it off. Today, people are afraid of each other, even on a train, just standing next to each other. Somebody says hi to you, you're frightened. So the point is, we remember what it was like before they deluded us with computers and all of that.
Yeah,
that's why it's important for us to remind the other people before
Yes.
So lastly, my niece who's in her 40s in Hollywood, she told me last when she came to town, she said, you know, we were fortunate. Our generation was the last generation. She said, when I was young, we got the basic. She said, after that, computers came in. But she said, I got the basics.
The basics, and that's all that matters. It is 9:51. We're being seen in Bangladesh. Is it India?
Yeah.
Jenna Toon, my right hand, is watching on the after show right now, and I just wanted to pull this up so you could see it, Naima. She sent me a picture so that we could see it. She says, I am hearing you live, and she took a picture of us to show it there. Will that make it bigger? Yeah.
I said, bless her heart. So, thank you, Jenna Toon, and I hope I'm pronouncing your name right.
Are talking around the world, realize we have a global audience. So, out of respect, now we're saying thank you to all of those who are listening from around the world in their languages. That's
right.
We do that to acknowledge themselves and realizing that we don't see most of the people that are listening and watching, but they're there. So the difference between a weapon and a tool is the state of mind of the person using it. A computer can be a wonderful tool of connecting us, of uniting us, or it can be a weapon of manipulation and destruction. It depends on the mind and attention of the person using it. That's just like in the jails, the reason why they don't let people use knives and forks to eat their food, because they see it as a weapon, because the mindset that they have. Who can I hurt with this fork or with this knife instead of how do I cut up my food so I can chew it better?
Mm.
It's the mind. So when we can change the minds of people, then all the things that are here for our use and our betterment can be used properly. And I know we've got to go lastly, you know, Obadiah said something about, you know, the way that we interact and, you know, when people do things that are selfish. I was explaining to a gentleman that I met, he's from South Africa. He and his wife were South African. They were European from South Africa. And you know, we got to a conversation about child rearing, you know, quoting the thing, spare the rod, you know, spoil the child, and how, you know, you need to spank your children. And so I was explaining to him that we were doing a parenting class called Parenting with Peace to teach people how to raise your children without violence. Because as long as we're believing that you have to beat your children, we're going to produce people that have no empathy for others and are violent and are hurting themselves and others. And I told him I was also doing writing a book entitled Spare the Rod, Love the Child. Because you don't have to hit. If we can instill empathy in people so that the intention for all that we do is to help, the intention is to show love, the intention is to share, the intention is care, because we realize that we are all part of one being, one entity of creation. And if I help you, I'm helping myself. If I hurt you, I'm hurting myself. When you instill that understanding in a child, you will never have to harm them in order to get them to do right, because in their heart is a desire to do right. That's how you raise a child with love. You instill it in them in the beginning, not with of punishment, but with a desire to express love, because they understand. And we all have the capacity to do that, because it comes from our Creator. Our Creator is love. If you understand that, then you can understand how to instill that in a child. But if you believe that God is angry and punitive and jealous and throw people in the fire to burn from them, if you believe that about God, then you will not understand.
prayers. I just got a call. I had to take a call from my sister from, she is downstate Illinois. I don't know, it's Peoria, somewhere around there. My niece, her first daughter,
is on dialysis, and it is not looking good. Her name is Ornita Bradley, and we need your prayer. We need your prayer. So I ask that you pray for my niece that I helped raise. Like I said, I didn't bring any children into the world, but I raised a lot of them. I got two sisters, and one had seven, and the other had three. So I got my mothering in. Trust me. I got my mothering in. But Ornita is experiencing, we call her Nita, she's experiencing some serious health challenges. She may be on her way out the door, as we all are. And, you know, who knows? I might not be here tomorrow. You may not be here tomorrow. Somebody who's watching may not be here tomorrow. But I just ask for your prayers to go up for Ornita Bradley.
Pray for her healing if her time is not up and her transition is
And if it's time for her to go, she's had her life lessons. So I want to thank you all for being a part of this new experience in this new year. And just do better.
Yes.
Do better, be better, so we can all live better.
Absolutely. That's why we're here.
Stay on purpose.
Be the best
person of who you are. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned. Tomorrow morning, Jody Susan on self-care, and I'm going to leave you with the Female Solution promo. Thank you so much for watching, and please share this show. Somebody needs to hear just like we did. I came here to learn, not to teach. We're all learning. Thank you for sharing. Make it a great day. Happy New Year.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Busan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Love you on Windy City Live. Yes, we do. Tell us, how did all this happen? How did this come about?
Well, I play me. I play Val Warner in Chi-Raq, which is really cool. So when people see this movie, they are literally seeing Val, and I am a reporter in the movie.
Talk about the violence.
I think we got to be engaged. I think engaged in a number of things in our block, in our home, in our neighborhood. We got to be engaged. We got to fight the issues. We got to fight a government that is abandoned, you know, whole communities on the south and the west side. We got to fight a governor who's cut out every youth employment program, who's cut out violence prevention programs, who's abandoned our communities and the poor and the vulnerable. And I think we got to reach out to our brothers on the street and love them and respect them and help them, not just demonize them.
I learned that no matter what you do and how much of a genuine heart you have, and if you're coming from a good place, people are going to criticize if they don't agree with what you're doing.
Yo, what's up? It's your man.